Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. It's the end of the year, beginning of the new year time, and that means it's a great time to reflect on what 2016 brought us in terms of food and restaurant trends in Vermont. Julia Clancy and Hannah Palmer Egan are food writers for 7 Days. They're here to share the year that was in food. Hannah, Julia, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hannah, is there anything that happened this year in food that you really liked?
Well, there was a lot of continuation of this sort of high-end, lowbrow restaurant trend. I can't say that I'm super-duper crazy about it, but I think that a lot of restaurants this year, as opposed to in the past, did a really, really good job with it. So you have Monarch and the Milkweed in Burlington that's giving us things like biscuits and gravy or grilled cheese and tomato soup. Again, I'm not in love with it as a concept, but it kind of went on to show that if you really do a good job with it, it can be really fantastic.
Julia, what trend did you see that you think might have some staying power?
I saw a couple of things. One thing that I'm excited about is that there's a bigger emphasis on non-alcoholic drinks on bar and restaurant menus. So I think you have more availability of something like Savoiré soda on tap. You have things like craft cocktail menus that are focusing also on non-alcoholic entrees on their list, which is really interesting. You have things like kombucha from House of Fermentology and June, which is a new thing that I've seen from Appy's Honey Kombucha, which is from Golden Well Farm and Apiaries in Middlebury. And that's really exciting. So I think now you can go out to bars and restaurants. There's incredible spirits, incredible beer and cider here. But I think more of an emphasis on non-alcoholic drinking is going to stay. And we're going to see more of that in 2017. We were also talking about all the great craft beer. I'm just kidding. Not exactly a new trend, but a new trend, yeah. But a new trend in craft beer, not a trend, but a bigger emphasis in craft beer is using locally grown hops and grains and sourcing and distilling beer that is 100% Vermont origin. That's really exciting. And I've seen a lot more breweries doing that. I mean, Foam and Hired Hand Brewery, those are two that come off the top of my head. But I know there's tons more, a lot more that opened just this summer. And I think that's really exciting. We're going to see a lot more of that.
One of the things that I was really excited, most excited about this year was that Hooker Mountain Farm in Cabot started growing and distilling its own grain. So you've got this pig farm that grows the grain to feed to the pigs. They ferment the grain, they distill that into liquor, then they feed the mash back to the pigs. The pigs then deposit it back on the field, as pigs do. And it's just this really interesting, cool, closed-loop thing. So to see a farm that's taking it from grain to bottle back to grain again is just, I thought was really, I haven't actually tried the liquor yet, so I can't speak to that quality of it, but just the fact that someone's even doing that, I think is really, really cool.
For both of you, is there an idea that you think is just a flash in the pan?
Honestly, this was a stumper for me, and I think that is because Vermont has always been extremely progressive in the food and drink realm. So I'm racking my brains. I'm thinking, you know, we don't really have a version of the Corona. We don't really have a version of, I don't know, a matcha pork belly donut. Whatever is super flashy, whatever's going on right now in the culinary world, I think Vermont doesn't really subsist on flash. I think there needs to be a substance. And I think that because Vermont is so progressive in that realm, it's really a national role model in that sense. And I think it's going to become even more so in 2017.
Hannah, I know there's at least one trend you didn't
like
this year.
Well, I would say that Vermonters as a people tend to decide what they like, embrace it, and then stick with it rather permanently. So we're on, I think, year 15 of the Imperial IPA trending. I love double IPAs. I think they're fantastic. However, you know, so one of the things that I think that I don't see going away that I would love to see some more, a little bit more creativity again, is this sort of high-low comfort food thing. Like, if I have to review another plate of mac and cheese and find another creative way to describe a phenomenal dressed-up thing of mac and cheese or poutine, I'm going to not be very happy about it. And I'm sure it's going to happen. So, but that's one thing that I sort of wish would subside a little.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Hannah Palmer Egan and Julia Clancy, food writers for 7 Days. We're talking about Vermont food highlights from 2016. People are always looking for a new place to try. So can you share a destination that people should hop on in 2017? Julia?
Definitely. One of the best meals I've had so far this year was at Homestyle Hostel in Ludlow. And Alyssa Prouty is the chef there. She's an alum of the Downtown Grocery, another excellent restaurant in Ludlow. But it's just a cool setup. So it's a reinterpretation of the classic hostel. So you have dorm-style rooms, you have private rooms that you can splurge on, but it's all really modern, extremely comfortable, and they have a killer farm-to-table restaurant and excellent cocktail program in the bottom floor of this modern kind of new wave hostel, which is affordable. It's fun. I loved it.
And Hannah, a dining destination for you?
There's a lot of really great stuff happening in the Northeast Kingdom of late. So one particular restaurant that was hugely refreshing to me, bigly refreshing to me this year, was Casa Aguilera Trading Company in St. Johnsbury. They, this guy, Manuel Aguilera, he's from Southern California. His mother's Mexican. He and his wife opened this new place on Eastern Avenue in St. Jay. It is great Mexican food. It is really legitimate, real, actual Mexican-tasting Mexican food. And I know a lot of Vermonters aren't from Vermont. If you spent time out west at all in Texas or California or Colorado and you really missed that sort of authentic Mexican food, this is a place where you can actually get it. So that's one place in particular. And then also I think East Burke is really kind of coming into itself as it's clearly mostly a ski and outdoors destination, but there's this great new coffee shop called Cafe Latte that opened. You can get awesome cold brew there now. There's Auntie Dee Dee's Baked Goods where you can get some delicious, delicious treats. The country store in East Burke always is a great bet for their sandwiches are just phenomenal. Grab a sandwich for the mountain, head up the mountain, get a beer at the Mid Burke Lodge during lunch with your sandwich, come back down the mountain, and then get dinner at Burke Public House, which is where the Pub Out Back used to be. And that place is awesome.
Great ideas. Thanks so much. Julia Clancy and Hannah Palmer Egan are food writers for 7 Days. Want to thank you for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks for having us.